Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Mass. I'll be here with you for the next 2 hours playing you music that mainly under the radar. And let's see. This week there is a 5-day show honoring and recognizing women in the Boston music scene and celebrating the talented female musicians and singers in the area. Bust Out Boston will showcase a number of them in the shows this week, and I have several of them to play for you now. The shows will be at the Burren, the back room in Somerville, Mass, in Davis Square. And day one of Bust Out Boston is Wednesday the 19th, and Abby Barrett will be on the bill. And so here's Boston singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride, radio-friendly version, from her 2016 album, That Shame. Excuse me a minute, the technology's deciding to act up a little bit right now. What else is new, huh? I know. Oh, boy. Let's see now. What the heck's going on? It was okay 5 minutes ago, and what's going on? All of a sudden, nothing here, huh? What are we doing? I am not happy with this. It was here a minute ago, and it is now gone. How lovely. Let's see if I... Let me find this song here on the station database here, since it's not... Something's wrong here. Something is very wrong here. I don't know what's up with this. I'll figure it out later. I will figure it out later, okay? Just babbling at you now so you know somebody's on the air as I look for this song. And this is not a good thing at all. Usually does not happen. What is... Okay, let's see now. If I can find... Here we go. Okay, here is Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride. We'll be here in a minute. I think. Oh, it's being difficult for me here too. Isn't this nice? Isn't this nice? It's gonna mess with me here. Okay, let's see now. Where are we? This is bizarre. This is quite bizarre. Okay, here we go now. Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride.
You can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up.
right. You just heard some of the bands that are going to be playing at the Bust Out Boston shows at the back room of the Burren in Davis Square in Somerville. First, you heard Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride, clean version, from her 2016 album, That Shame. Then you heard Lily Black, a pop-punk band from Cambridge, Mass. A band has four members, two men, two women, all quite young. And that was covered up from their brand new EP of the same name. They just had a record release party for the disc a couple of weeks ago. Lily Black will be playing in the afternoon, Saturday the 22nd, day four of Bust Out Boston. And you heard Flight of Fire with Rockstar Life. I think, did they come on? I hope they did. I don't see them here. From the 2016 album Path of the Phoenix, because they're going to be on this bus. So, let me see. Where are they going to be on? Oh, I don't have it down here. They're going to be the 22nd at night. It's a different shows than day and night. And Flight of Fire also recently won New England Music Awards for Live Act of the Year for 2018. They played at the awards last weekend. Set ended with Carissa Johnson with Fuel Heart from her 2016 album Only Roses, being second album. And Johnson, singer, songwriter, bass player, fronts this trio, and they won the Boston Rock and Roll Rumble in 2017. She'll be playing in the afternoon on Sunday the 23rd, day five, at Bust Out Boston at the Burren Back Room in Somerville. I was going to play the Devil's Twins for you in there, but it's gone missing right now because the Devil's Twins is also going to be playing in the evening on the 22nd. The singer Nicole Coogan, one of the two singers in the band, whose voices play off each other so well, so she would be why they're at this festival. And Devil's Twins are also going to be opening for Slash at the House of Blues on October 11th. And I hope to bring these songs in for you, but as I said, there's some technical difficulties going on right now, so I'm doing what I can here to find music for you. Not happy about this because, of course, it's the thing that, you know, the songs I was going to use for most of the show that I cannot find. The piece of technology decided to not cooperate today. Not that that's that new. That does tend to happen, as many of you probably know, because we all deal with technology, don't we? Yep. So in any case, I'm still going to continue to try to get those songs back. And I will be playing stuff for you as I go along. I might be babbling a bit just because I'm trying to get this stuff in line. I may have to start the freeform segment of the show earlier than usual in, you know, just finding stuff to play. But we'll see. Right now, I have Trusty Sidekick with Man Boy from their album, The Friends of Trusty Sidekick. They're going to be playing Wednesday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass. So here is Trusty Sidekick with Man Boy.
smoke into my little lungs. I got a tattoo of a naked lady when I was just a baby. I got the tattoo on the soft spot of my head. For no other reason, it was on the list of things to do before I turned 10. Yeah, I was an imp. Hey, imp boy. With my German Luger.
All right. I managed to find some of the songs, so I'm getting a little, still a little in the seat of my pants, but getting the songs for you anyway. Let's see now, what did we just hear? We're all out of order of what I was going to do, but that's okay. We heard Boston's Trusty Sidekick with Man Boy from their album The Friends of Trusty Sidekick. And they are going to be tomorrow night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. After that, you heard, Xanadont, an artist who spent a number of years in the Boston scene, moved elsewhere, and is coming back to town for one show this week, tomorrow night. Singer Xanadont was dubbed the Country Queen of Boston when she performed in the Boston area in the late 80s to the 90s, before moving to Austin in 1994. She's now located in the Pacific Northwest, and I said she'll be returning to Boston tomorrow night, as Xanadont and The Wanted will be opening for Ian Moore at Thunder Road in Somerville tomorrow night. What did we play for Carmen at Noon, which is her countrified version of a Real Kids song. After that, you heard Ian Moore, the dude she'll be opening for at Thunder Road tomorrow night. I don't know too much about him, really. But the song was pretty cool. I liked it. That's about all I can say. I think she said he lives up in Pacific Northwest now also. But in any case, it was a pretty good song. And then finally found that Devil's Twin song I was going to play earlier. Was New Orleans from the album American Noir Volume 1. As I said, singer Nicole Coogan is one of the two singers in the band. The voices play off each other so well, and they're going to be at that Bust Out Boston Festival on the 22nd at night. Devil's Twins are also going to be opening for Slash at the House of Blues on October 11th. Very cool gig there. Then you heard, from Germany, Four Cool Cats. Bass player John Marco Longo is an American who lives in Germany and had been playing another German band he was in. No longer with them, started this new band, Four Cool Cats, and that was their new single, Wish in My Brain. Good stuff there, too. Now, what do I have for you next? Oh, I know what I have. You all know this song, definitely.
It's not true. Wanted a woman, never.
Of course, you all know that song, Led Zeppelin with Dazed and Confused, and that was from the BBC Sessions, which is really cool stuff, you know. Love that album. It's, you know, you never know what to play from it. There's just so much great stuff on it, you know. So, anywho, I thought you might enjoy that. And let's see, what do I have next? Let's see now. Oh, boy. What is that? I'm not sure what it is. Isn't this awful? I don't know what I have next. Give me a minute here. I don't know what that is either. Great. Great, great, great. I thought I had something waiting for me in here. And guess what? I don't. What was I going to play next? Oh, okay. I know what I was going to play next. I've got to find it first, of course. There were a number of, like, good shows coming to town this week, and we often get good shows, both local and, you know, other bands coming to town and all that, and we got quite a couple of good ones this week. Why don't I have this? No, where is it? Oh, brother. This is lovely, huh? This is lovely. I'm not seeing what I'm looking. Oh, here we go. Okay, now. Tonight, actually, Ringo Starr's going to be in town. Ringo Starr and his, what does he call it? Oh, where is it? Ringo Starr and his what? Okay, yeah. Oh, here it is. Ringo Starr and his all-star band. They're going to be at the Wang Theater in Boston tonight, and I'll be going there. This will be the second Beatle I've seen in person. I saw Paul a couple of years ago. What a great show at Fenway Park. But Ringo is the one I haven't seen yet, so I'm going to go see him tonight. And so I thought I'd play something from him here, from the very best of Ringo Starr, is the No-No song.
I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana, uh-huh. She said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Just came from Mallorca, Spain. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the finest in the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't, no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door. Tennessee, oh, he smiled because I did not understand. Then he held out some moonshine whiskey, oh, he said it was the best in all the land. And I said, no, 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 I don't drink it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find a door. It only makes me sneeze, and then it makes it hard to find a door.
All right, that was Ringo with the No-No song. I always get a kick out of that song. I don't know what it is. But as I said, he's playing tonight at the Wang Theater in Boston. Ringo Starr an all-star band, and so we'll see how that's going. There's another show this week on Wednesday night. Singer-bassist Glenn Hughes is going to be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston doing a show of Deep Purple songs. He was in Deep Purple from 73 to 76, and you've heard him frequently on this show in Black Country Communion. This is Highball Shooter from Deep Purple's 1974 Stormbringer album when Hughes was in the band.